We want to know how you live East Coast, how you appreciate East Coast, and what kind of home you want at East Coast. And through your eyes, walking in your shoes, we are putting together a plan to guide us in our coming 5 years. And we continue to welcome your suggestions, your feedback, how to further improve these programs so that this is really a manifesto, a set of programs and initiatives just for you. And this is our way. This is our DNA. When we promise something, we get it done. Generation upon generation, from here, Mr. Lim Swee Say, to DPM Peng, and now the new team led by Edwin, the cycle of service continues. Much like a sturdy tree, the leaves might change, the seasons come and go, but the PAP roots are deep here on the East Coast. Anchored by service, anchored by the care for our residents, our trunk will become sturdier and continue to refresh and bear fruits and flowers in the different initiatives and programs so that everyone across generations in East Coast will benefit. So I urge you, do not cut down this tree in exchange of sweet promises made to you about good profits from cutting down the tree to sell it as timber. Every time election comes around, there may be sweet promises that may look good, sound good in the short term, but in the long term, you're destroying the roots of a sturdy tree.
Our young seniors are worried about turbulent waters ahead. I'm sorry, but you are right. Your concerns are not unfounded. We are a small nation, but a mighty one. So be prepared, but be brave and be united. This is a time when we need each other most. This is a time for us to build trust. Our young are worried about their place in this world. I am sorry that life is tougher, but that is because Singapore is better. Our parents made it better, and we want to do our best for our children. So don't give up. Step forward and work together. The young ones, I hear you, I see you, I feel you.
We know that Singaporeans feel the effect of that global inflation. We know that you have families, we know that you have obligations, and we know that you feel this deeply. We have had some measures, like in the budget, to cushion the impact of the cost of living measures. But we know that many people still feel that the support is not enough. They feel the burden of a high cost of living, especially those with young families. And you heard my colleague Keat Hao speak earlier about young families. So we know. We go through the same experiences as well. We also know that those who have seniors or who have caregivers in their family or those who have lower income jobs, they will feel it. And we understand the difficulties you face and we empathize with the angst and the anxiety that you feel. We are therefore watching the situation very carefully. And if more help is needed, the government will step in to increase the support for Singaporeans. And we will provide Singaporeans with this help for as long as this help is needed. And let me assure you, that we are not just thinking about short-term measures like rebates and vouchers. They are important and they help us a lot. And they help our merchants in the heartlands a lot. But we are not just thinking about these measures. We also focus on strengthening the economy for the long term so that we can build a more resilient workforce and viable businesses to operate. We'll also be focused on the impact of the current economic situation on jobs. And you know that DPM Gan is leading a task force to study this, analyze the impact, and consider what further moves we might need to make to help Singaporeans. In the meantime, all of us will continue to work hard to create training and mentorship opportunities for those who need jobs, who are looking for jobs, to help job seekers find suitable jobs, to help businesses retain their workers, and to keep workers stay in their jobs through skills renewals. We know that there is no silver bullet, Don't listen to the rhetoric out there. Don't listen to people saying, we have got a solution. It will solve everything. Just vote us, not the PAP. We will solve everything for you. There is no silver bullet. And this is a multifaceted, complex economic situation. It is not just in Singapore. Everyone else in the world is feeling the impact of this. But at the same time, the PAP will always be upfront with Singaporeans. We will say it as it is, and we'll tell Singaporeans what our concerns are. We will give Singaporeans the truth, and we will share with you what steps we will take to help you navigate those difficulties. And then we'll work with Singaporeans to find real and viable solutions to steer Singapore and Singaporeans through these difficulties. We have done so successively over many years, over many crises. We have looked after Singapore and Singaporeans, and we will do it again.
Let me focus on three areas that will be my immediate priorities for the residents of Bedok and East Coast if I had the honour of being your MP. First, supporting our seniors and caregivers. Second, helping young families. Third, uplifting minority communities and the vulnerable. Let me start first with seniors and caregivers. My experience in the Agency for Integrated Care, an agency that primarily focuses on seniors and elder care issues, and prior to that, my 8 years in a nursing home, I have been able to walk the ground, implement policies, and understand what seniors and caregivers are going through. So just as I did during the vaccination operations, I will make our senior care policies work for you. I was inspired by my father-in-law and mother-in-law who looked after my wife's grandmother who had mental issues and confined to the home for the last 4 decades. I saw the struggle and strain that they were undergoing, but they never continued to stop showering her with love and care till the day she passed away a couple of years ago. There are many families like my in-laws, and they need more support. I am prepared to mobilize the community to support our seniors and caregivers and to propose other ideas too. I would like to see an East Coast where our seniors are active and fit, playing picket ball in our community spaces or walking along East Coast Park. Our caregivers are also feeling the strain, and I will tap on available resources and propose new ideas to support them. Secondly, I would like to help young families. As a father of 3 school-going children, I can understand the strain and frustration that you might be going through. I've served almost 16 years in a couple of schools as the school advisory committee and hope to bring my experience to speak up in your interest. You know, all 3 of my children have gone through PSLE, and most recently my daughter had finished her PSLE last year, and everyone who spoke to her last year and found out that she was in primary 6 would say, oh, it's a PSLE year. That naturally provided more stress and strain to our students. While the efforts have been taken by the ministries to lighten the load, and I have seen that myself from my children, I do think more needs to be done. As a society, we should think to do more and to make sure that we're not conscious in making sure we keep unnecessarily pressuring our students and to add additional strain on our children. I also understand the financial strain that you might be going through, and I will do my best to support you. For example, our ladies have been shouldering the brunt of caregiving and parenting duties, and we can do more in terms of policies to better integrate our women back into the workforce. I understand what you might be going through, and if elected, I will fight for our women to be better supported. Thirdly and finally, I hope to uplift minority communities and the vulnerable in our society. I believe in being a voice for the underdog, as I have been an underdog my entire life, but I never let that define who I am. I was not a scholar in the army, but I rose up the ranks through hard work and determination. However, not all of us may be as successful, and we do require more support. I believe I can be of help as I understand what you are going through, and I am deeply motivated to help you.
So good policies mean nothing if people cannot access them. And this is why I'm committed to continue creating platforms that promote clarity, dialogue, and understanding of our policies. So while Singapore's policies are thoughtfully designed, no system is perfect. I have and I will continue to champion causes to close gaps in our policies. I have spoken up for the sandwich generation, those squeezed between caring for both their young children and the seniors in their homes, by calling for more flexible and accessible quality care options and affordable care options. I've also called for refinement to means testing criteria to ensure retirees and those who require support are not excluded from necessary support. So as the global economy evolves, we must ensure Singaporeans have access to quality jobs and are future ready. Senior employability is a cause very close to mine.
I want to finally say why this election is particularly important. This is a very turbulent time. Trust me, I have handled the Asian financial crisis, the global financial crisis, I've handled the COVID pandemic. The future is going to be even harder because tariff wars, trade war, tech war is happening day by day. Rules are changing day by day. Even Singapore, with a free trade agreement with the US, kena 10% tariff. And all our neighbours get between 20, 30, 40, 50% tariff. What will happen? The trade lines will be broken. And we better be prepared for very hard times. You all saw today's newspaper, Business Times. It's Financial Straits Times. IMF cut Singapore growth forecast amid Trump tariffs, US-China tech war. You look at the numbers carefully, Singapore down. Every country down. 2025 down. 2026 down. Now, this is by the IMF. Okay, an authoritative body. So opposition say rumor mongering. Actually, I was thinking, either they don't know, they don't understand, or they know and they are lying to you. Either way is bad, right? So what we must do is stay united. Don't listen to that is fear mongering. Singaporeans must come together, unite, be prepared for the hard fight. This year is SG60. Singapore is now a multiracial, multi-religious society. And we have harmony, the economy is growing. I've been working for the last 9 years on restructuring our economy. I think we can come out of this stronger. So give Lawrence Wong and the whole PAP team a strong mandate. And Lawrence can then go around the world, hold his head high and say, I have the support of our people. And we all stand behind Lawrence Wong. So I told you my five excellent members here, and they will make not only great MPs, but very good political office holders, in particular Edwin Tong, and he will carry our flag high.